להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך, באמונתך
עשיריות תורניות היום.
The tens on duty today are 10 number 3 from Kiev, 10 number 2 from Queens, 10 number 2 from Toronto, the Western Galilee, Petach Tikva, 10 number 12, and the leading 10 on duty is Köln Düsseldorf. Please go ahead.
Boker Tov, Haverim. Yeah, this is the very special time and very special moment for each of us, and let's try to make of this lesson the Kohen prayer and include all the friends, that each and every of the friends feel the importance of this time, and that each and every friend feel integrated in this process building of the global 10 and preparing for this new state of love, new state of connection, new state of arvut in a whole world kli. I wish you a successful lesson, my beloved friends. L'chaim.
Rabash, Article 1, Purpose of Society 2. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so that we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friend can no longer unite with them.
And our workshop question is, how can we see only the friend's merits and not their faults? How can we see only the friend's merits and not their faults?
הדרך שלנו לראות את מעלות החברים ולא
way to see the friend's merits and not their faults is to simply act according to what Rabash teaches us in all of his essays. Always engage in how I love them, how do I care for them, and not how they care for me or how they love me. And that way, from one day to the next, the more you invest in something, it becomes more important to you. And when something becomes more important to you, you always search for how to make it greater and how to see good things in it. Yes, to just make an effort and search to see the point in the heart of each friend, to forcefully see the friend's merits. And whatever will be revealed, if the opposite will be revealed, then there's room for prayer here, asking the Creator to show me the truth, that they are truly great and I'm the smallest in the society. Now, this is my choice. What do I want to see in my friends? Either I want to see it out of the will to receive. I'll see what gives it pleasure and be greater than them, higher than them, or I truly want to develop and reach the quality of bestowal, reach adhesion with the Creator. And then I choose to see in the friends only their merits, their advantages, out of love. And this love, what can bring into our heart, is the light, and we will ask from it in this lesson together. I don't think we need to see only the merits of the friends and not their faults, their shortcomings. I think the Creator and our nature show us precisely the faults of the friends so that we can remember precisely that each such fault is a correction we have to do on ourselves. As we read yesterday in the meeting of the 10, Rabash writes that the fault, the corruption he sees in the friends, this means that he himself needs correction, but if you wouldn't see the corruption in the friend, we wouldn't be able to pass it to ourselves and realize that we have to correct ourselves. This is also why we see their faults. So this is how we need to relate to it, as an invitation of the Creator for our own correction. Yes, we need to connect everything to the goal. Who is the one who is showing me the faults of the friends? Why is he showing them to me? And what kind of prayer should I give in order not to see such a picture? I agree. Our path is always includes two things. On the one hand, we need to see their faults, and we are going to see it more and more clear and sharp. On the other hand, we have to be above everything. But indeed, I wouldn't see these things, and I wouldn't know what I myself have to correct if I wouldn't have on the outside such a picture towards which it is projected to me. And this projection is the means for my own correction, because thanks to this gap between what I see and what I need, it gives me room for prayer. And that room, that place, is exactly what is expected of me, to give the prayer in order to correct my heart, which is in oppositeness of form to the Creator. So it actually turns out that even if I see a fault in the friend, it's an excellent place for me to pray for it, it's an excellent place for me to ask for it, because then actually the fault in me is revealed. So again, if I find a deficiency in them, suddenly again I see that they're great, and this deficiency, this fault, exists in me. So it's great. We turn everything into the merits of the friends, not their faults. And right now, the most conspicuous fault or deficiency is in Europe, the friends in Europe. And we have these three friends sitting in Düsseldorf among millions, and they're trying to wake us up. So we have to hold everyone more and more, and we have to go back to the broad circle, because right now this is the most important thing that the Kabbalists are aiming us to.
Actually,
I see really great friends in Europe who are in a very tough environment relative to us. We here have much better conditions that help us to advance. So we need to give them our own environment, to always think about them, care for them, support them, create connections, and replace their external environment with our environment. Yes, I also feel precisely the same thing as Itzik said, that we want to create 1/10 out of all of those few people who are scattered among the different countries. We want to be the glue among all of them and hold all of them and bring all of them to the upper light. And for that, we truly need to try to feel where they are and what is their situation. It's not just how they sit there in the lessons and the hours in which they have to get up for the lesson and how many friends they have in the group, but all of the culture around them and what does it tell them and how it relates to spirituality and...
is imagine the whole world Kli as one corrected vessel. So to repeat, silent workshop, imagine the whole world Kli as one corrected vessel.
Can we repeat that? The question was, how can we imagine a whole world clear as a single corrected Kli?
Oy nafshi min mavet, ki chilatz ta nafshi min mavet, et